And now it's time for the reality check with our partners at Honolulu Civil Beat. Reporter Terry Langford has a story out this morning about a group calling itself Hawaii Predator Hunters. Organizers say they're standing up for their community, but critics say there's a lot more than a touch of vigilantism in this. Terry, tell us more about this group and how it got started.
Yeah, it's a public Facebook group that launched on November 4th. It had previously been a closed group, but they went live earlier this month. And what they do is they are trying to expose sexual predators in their midst.
Now, in terms of how do they go about doing that?
Well, what they do is they through volunteers set up fake profiles of that appear to the viewer as a 14 or a 15 year old girl. They wait and put it on sort of dating apps and Facebook or Plenty of Fish and wait to see if someone interacts with the profile. If that person does, they inform them that the girl is 14 or 15. If they continue with the conversation and want to meet them, they go ahead and meet them and then come armed with cameras and videotape the person and put it on the internet.
And what have they done so far in terms of events like that?
Well, they say they've done it about five times on the Big Island where the organizers are based. But beginning last Saturday, they started doing it here in Oahu with volunteers here who wanted to get involved. And they have interacted with one man who met them in a parking lot in Kapolei and videotaped it. Yelling at the man for trying to attempt to have sex with a 14-year-old. They did the same thing in Ala Moana Park this week on Monday.
Now, law enforcement folks are definitely not enthused at all about this idea. Is that right?
That is true. And these, to be clear, these sites have popped up over the years since about 2013. They've been in England, they've been in the on the mainland, but we think this is the first time it's come here. Well, there are a lot of community activist pages, people, neighbors, letting each other know either through Nextdoor or Stolen Stuff Hawaii about crime in their area. This is the first time we believe that we've seen volunteers or participants on that page try to interact, and police say they're trying to act like police and they should be referring any kind of problems to the police. To be very clear, these kind of interactions, setting up a fake profile and trying to get someone to interact, you can't just take that information and give it to the police and have them prosecute it, because only the police can act undercover like that.
And certainly broader questions I know that you get into in the story itself about concerns about escalation and potential for violence in some of these situations as well.
I think that's what a lot of police officers have an issue with. They see the potential for these kind of confrontations getting out of hand. You don't know who's showing up. You don't know if they're armed. It is a real public safety question.
Terry, thanks very much. Every day we bring you a reality check from Honolulu Civil Beat. Today featuring reporter Terry Langford. You can see her full story on civilbeat.org.